Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing when does no contact show results? I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details. www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing when does no contact show results? So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you have likely heard of a no contact rule to increase your chances of success. But when does the no contact rule start to show results? In today's podcast, I'm going to give you 3 points to consider when answering this question. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is it depends on the version. So although you may have heard of a no contact rule, you might not be aware that there are many different versions of a rule that you can find online. And I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of success, whereas some of the other versions you can find online, I believe, will increase your chance of failure. Now, if you want to understand why I believe this, I suggest you subscribe to my YouTube channel, ring the bell for notifications, and check out the playlist entitled The No Contact Rule. If you listen to this playlist all of the way through, you will be able to fully immerse yourself in my version of a rule and better understand why I believe it will give you the best chance of success, whereas some of the other versions you might see online that I believe will unfortunately increase your chance of failure. To give you an insight right now about what versions of a rule I certainly don't believe in, I would say, generally speaking, the versions of a rule that you can see online which are connected to time. So sometimes you might see the 30-day no contact rule, sometimes it might be 60, 90, whatever the time frame they give, I don't believe in this and these versions of a rule. I've researched no contact so much for so long with so many people, and I really believe in my version of a rule, which you can understand, as I said, by checking out my playlist on my YouTube channel. Now, this doesn't mean that every version of a no contact rule can't get some results, okay? What you need to understand is that there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but also there is nothing that works 100% of the time, and more importantly, nothing that fails 100% of the time. So you may listen to a version of a rule I certainly don't believe in. You might check out the comments on that video and see that some people claim to have got results. But what I would say is that that is a minimalistic chance of success. You know, maybe 1, 2, 3 times out of 100. Now, you don't want those odds. You know, I want to give you a better chance of success, something which is more likely to give you that opportunity to reconnect with your ex. And even if you don't, you can get other benefits, which I'm going to speak about in point number 2. And in point number 3, we're going to be speaking about the average amount of time that you can really expect to potentially see those results. So please keep listening throughout, and you're going to gain a lot more information and knowledge in today's podcast. But if you do hear people talking about time-based no contact, if you do see some level of positive result, I do generally believe that this is going to be in the minority of instances. These are going to be instances that perhaps would have worked out for better or worse anyway at that moment. Whether or not they last long term, who knows, of course, going forward. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, and I'm not here to say that my version of a rule will definitively get your ex back, but what I am saying is that my version of a rule will increase your chance of success, not only to get your ex back, but what I'm about to speak about in point number 2 as well. So now let's get into point number 2 on the second point of today's podcast, about when does no contact show results. And point number 2 is no contact is for your whole being. So my version of a no contact rule is not just about trying to get your ex back. Yes, it increases your chance of success, but more importantly, it is for your whole being. It is to help you move through breakup recovery. It is enable you to grow as a person. It is able to settle your mindset and help you push on, so if you don't get your ex back, you can find somebody even better. So although success can't be guaranteed to get your ex back, if you implement my version of a no contact rule, if you move through the steps that I suggest, you will eventually get to a place in your mind where you feel happy with or without your ex. Now you might think that's impossible. You might even think you don't want to get to that position. But I'm here to say, does it really matter what your situation is as long as you are happy? You might think right now you can only be happy with your ex, but what if I'm here to tell you that unbeknown to you in the future, you can and will be happy without your ex? That's all that matters. Happiness, fulfillment and satisfaction. It doesn't matter if you're with your ex or not, as long as you feel positive. And I strongly believe that my version of the rule will help you get to that point with or without your ex, so you will be happy whether you get them back or even if you don't, because you will have the confidence to push forward and find somebody even better. You need to love yourself before anybody else can love you, and hence, if you don't feel good within yourself, how on earth could anybody want to be with you, ex or not? So my version of a no contact rule is about self-healing. It is about moving forward in a way where you live your life with happiness, whatever the outcome. It helps you settle your mindset, move forward in a way where you can grow a little bit further each and every day, moving towards a version 2.0 of yourself. That is what matters. So no contact is not just about trying to get an ex back. It is about your whole being. And some of the other versions of a rule, I very much doubt, are going to help you in that wholesome way that my version leads you towards, because if you don't get them back, you need to feel happy within yourself. And that is why I believe that my version can get you to that position and live your life in a way where you're happy, whatever the outcome may be. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast, about when does no contact show results. And point number 3 is the average amount of time. So if you clicked on today's podcast, you're probably thinking, you know, what is the average amount of time that no contact shows results? But as I've just been explaining in point number 2, this is something you need to kind of consider from different angles and perspectives. Because this isn't just about trying to get your ex back. So showing results could be your settled mindset. And that could be a matter of weeks, if not into the early months. I'm not going to hear and tell you that in a few days you're going to be fine. The first few days are going to be a grind. The first few weeks are likely to be difficult as well. But you will start to find and feel positive results within yourself as the weeks and months tick by. But if you're asking me, how long does it normally take to get an ex back? Well, I've got some information for you as well. From all of the research that I've done, the average amount of time that a dumper will reach out to a dumpee if somebody has implemented my version of a no contact rule is roughly 6 months. Now, this doesn't mean you will be in that category. I've known of many instances that have been a lot sooner than 6 months, and I've known a lot of instances that have been a lot further than 6 months, sometimes into the years. Unfortunately, some dumpees will never hear from their ex again, but this is considering the people who have heard back from their ex, and I would say the rough amount of time that I see is 6 months. So, does this mean you'll get your ex back after 6 months? Not necessarily, okay? This is the no contact point of trying to get your ex back. If and when you hear from your ex, this is when you enter the communication stage and you take things from there. Now, if you want support with the no contact rule, the communication stage, or anything regarding breakups or relationships, you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your specific, unique situation. Check out my website, www.dateme.tips, if you would like more details about how me and you can speak and start taking you to the next level. I'm very confident that even if you don't get your ex back, you can and will find a greater happiness, whatever the situation. So if you want to speak with me, go to my website and follow the steps to start arranging your first audio coaching call. Now, when we look at the average amount of time when no contact starts to show results, as I said, it may be weeks or a few months before you start to feel better within yourself. It could be an average of 6 months before you hear from your dumper. But what about the average amount of time to show results from other perspectives? You might be thinking, well, what do I mean by that? Well, I also believe that my version of a no contact rule will increase the chance of other people being interested in you. As I said, it's not just about trying to get your ex back. You can find somebody even better. And if you improve yourself every single day, if you live your life to the full, if you follow the hints, tips and strategies I suggest to make yourself a more attractive person inside and out, you will attract new people into your life. And these people could and will be better than your ex, because if you follow my version of the rule, you would have become a version 2.0 of yourself. You will have a larger attraction net that you are putting out to sea. Now, when you originally attracted your ex, that was version 1 of you. You maybe attracted the best quality person you could at that time. But now you're a version 2.0. Now you are a better person. Your attraction net is larger. You put it out to sea and you start to hook some people that previously would not have looked or listened to you twice. This is why no contact can show results in many different ways. It's not just about when you're feeling better within yourself. It's not just about trying to get your ex back and getting them to contact you. It's about seeing when other people show interest in you as well. So how long is that average amount of time? Well, it depends on how quickly you implement the strategies I suggest. But honestly, I've seen people within a month or so start to attract a better quality person to their life than their ex. It's possible within a month, I believe, to find an even better person. Now, you might not want to. You might be thinking, no, I want to try to get my ex back. You might be thinking, no, I'm not ready to date others for many, many months. That's absolutely fine. But what I'm here to tell you is I've seen results where if you put in the work, if you want to move in that direction, I honestly believe you can become a more attractive person within a month, and you can start to attract people into your life within that time if you want to. But it does mean putting in the work. It's not easy. It's not just a magic spell or clicking your fingers. It is effort. It is a challenge. And you might not be ready within a month anyway. You know, you might want some time out. You might want to really process your feelings and take things a lot slower than I'm suggesting. Now, I wouldn't blame you if you did, because I honestly believe that long-term relationships can be difficult to find. So although you can attract somebody even better into your life, whether or not you match with your long-term aims and goals, well, that is another question entirely. It is difficult to find long-term compatible people. So yes, you can attract better quality people into your life, but whether or not they're on the same page as you about where you are right now and what you want to do and your life goals and your aims and your plans, well, you know, you will just have to wait and see. Sometimes people can take up to a year or more before they find somebody on that right page that they are currently on. But it can be quicker, it can be sooner. It all depends on you as an individual. So when does no contact start to show results? Ultimately, it's down to you, what version you start to implement, and when you start putting in the work. But I believe you can start to see positive results within weeks, if not months. And if you live your life to the full, you will find a happier future with or without your ex. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.